Hey guys, here's how to support my show. First of all, buy my book, Fool's Errand, Time to End the War in Afghanistan. It's at foolserrand.us and any day now. I don't know what they're waiting on. Soon it'll be out in audiobook, foolserrand.us. Also, the YouTube project is done. All 4,600 and something interviews are all now at youtube.com/ScottHortonShow. So you can sign up there as well as, you know, the RSS feeds at scotthorton.org, iTunes, Stitcher, and all that stuff. And then check out scotthorton.org/donate. Anybody who donates $50 gets a signed copy of the book. $100 and you get a QR code commodity disc, a silver disc. You scan it with your phone and it tells you the instant spot price. And a $200 donation will get you a lifetime subscription to Listen and Think Libertarian audiobooks. They already have a bunch, and mine's coming out on there real soon too. And by the way, take all kinds of digital currencies as well. Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Zencoin, which I'll talk to you more about in a minute. And stuff like that. So check all that out at scotthorton.org/donate. And I would tell you to go to Patreon, but my campaign is frozen. I don't know. Maybe I'm a Russian bot. But yeah, check out all that stuff. And hey, man, leave me a good review on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you download the show. Or if you read the book and you like it, how about check out the reviews there on Amazon.com? That stuff always helps. Oh, yeah. And I give speeches at reasonable prices. So email me, scott@scotthorton.org. Thanks.
Sorry, I'm late. I had to stop by the Wax Museum again and give the finger to FDR.
We know Al-Qaeda, Zawahiri, is supporting the opposition in Syria. Are we supporting Al-Qaeda in Syria?
Well, it's a proud day for America. And by God, we've kicked Vietnam Syndrome once and for all. Thank you very, very much.
I say it again, you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked.
These witnesses are trying to simply deny things that just about everybody else accepts as fact.
He came. Saw? He died.
But we ain't killing they army, but we killing them. We be on CNN like, say our name, Ben, say it three times.
The meeting of the largest armies in the history of the world. Then there's going to be an invasion.
Aren't you guys introducing Nasser Arabi? He's a reporter from Sana'a, Yemen, and he's been helping us keep up with the events in the war there almost 3 years now. Since the U.S. and Saudi Arabia launched this war. Welcome back to the show, Nasser. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Scott.
Very happy to have you here. Now, of course, we really had a CIA and JSOC drone war against Al-Qaeda targets, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula there. But the last 3 years, since 2009, the last 3 years, we've had this war against the Houthis, who combined with the former president, Saleh, and his forces, had come and taken over the capital city, and Saudi Arabia launched this war to reinstall their puppet, the former vice president, Hadi, to the throne there. And the war's been pretty much a stalemate up until now for 3 years. I guess, can we start with the latest developments in the south, where, am I right that the UAE-backed forces and the Saudi-backed forces have now split in their goals? And in their cooperation with each other, they've gone from trying to take over Sana'a to just trying to declare independence for the South. Is that right?
Yes, very good start. Because now the war in Yemen is no more coalition. It is no more. I mean, it is very clear now. It is not for restoring the legitimacy, as they said at the beginning. It is not also for helping Yemenis. It is very clear now, after what happened last January until now between Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates, it's very clear that it's only occupation, and they are now conflicting over the influence and over the wealth of Yemen. And now Yemen is no longer one Yemen. It is three at least. It is at least one in the north, one in the south, and one in between, that is in the desert of Marib. The United Arab Emirates now has the upper hand over the Saudis, especially in the south, because there is no more government there. Hadi is still in the luxurious hotel in Riyadh, of course, for 3 years. But his government, also some ministers, were coming back and forth to Aden. Now they are not in Aden. They are not there after the so-called call by the United Arab Emirates, who had its own militias outside the Hadi or the Saudi legitimate government, or the so-called legitimate government. So now it's very different than the beginning. It's now a conflict between Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates. Although they try to hide a lot of things, they try to say they are in agreement, but it is very clear, because United Arab Emirates have the separatists in the south, and Saudi Arabia have the Brotherhood. And Brotherhood, as everybody knows, are the Muslim Brotherhood, are the enemy of Emirates. So they are fighting now. We can say it's a war within a war. It is a conflict within a conflict. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now, as far as the Houthi alliance with the former Saleh government goes, of course, in December, Saleh tried to betray them and align with the Houthis, with the Saudis against the Houthis, and the Houthis backstabbed him first and killed him. But I wonder then, have the Houthis been successful in consolidating power over his forces since then?
Yes, sir. This was very clear. Houthi, when Saleh changed sides in December, he didn't last even 2 days. I mean, in the second day, he was killed. And Houthi now is consolidating, of course, and Houthi is controlling almost all the north and some parts of the south. And the security in Sana'a is much better than it was. And Houthi now is rolling alone. And it's, you know, with some, of course, with Saleh Bati is still there, is still in the government. They did not withdraw. They did not boycott the parliament sessions. Houthi, the so-called, or the salvation, the national salvation government, is still functioning and it's working. And this government is divided between Houthi and Saleh, almost 50-50. So, and it is still working. This means that Houthi is still now controlling, and at the same time, still has good relations with Saleh Bati, despite what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think probably even if you go back 2 or 3 years, I probably asked you, hey, what about just letting the country break apart again? If the core, because the country is much wider east west than it is north and south. They say north and south Yemen, but it seems like the divisions are greatly, there's north and south, but there's east and west too. So why not go ahead and just break the country up into three and stop fighting over who controls the capital? How about that?
This is what can happen, or this is what could happen at the end. But now the big players are still hoping to, Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates in particular. The United Arab Emirates has the hope to control the Yemen south and north, even if it is divided, but they want to control everywhere, especially the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. Of course, Saudi Arabia has is interested in the north, because the north is very clear to its south. So it is very, Saudi Arabia is very concerned about Houthi in Saada, in the north of the north, which is very clear, which is very close to Saudi Arabia borders. So they want to to say that they are successful, they are victorious. But unfortunately, at the end, I think this could happen, because there are a lot of people now, when they see this stalemate for 3 years now, that the envoy, the UN envoy, didn't do anything. And now we have a new envoy. So a lot of people outside Yemen would see it as a solution to let Houthi in the north, let the separatists in the south, and Al Qaeda in Marib in the east, because Al Qaeda is now, when we say Al Qaeda means Brotherhood and the Saudi backed forces. So at least three Yemens would be there, at least.
Yeah, well, and as bad as that is, America, you know, I don't know about Saudis, but if the country split into three, then America would only have one war left to fight there against the Al-Qaeda forces, which of course would only backfire and make them more powerful, as it has since 2009. But it seems like that's better than fighting against them and fighting for them simultaneously, as we're doing right now.
Yeah, but I think now for it's losing. Whether it's three Yemens or one under the Saudi conditions. If it's three Yemen under Saudi conditions and United Arab Emirates, it means that there will be big Yemen for kind action. And if it is one Yemen under Saudi conditions also, it will be all Yemen under Qaeda ISIS. At least the most influential group would be Qaeda linked Brotherhood or their symbolizers. In addition to the Qaeda operatives who are now working everywhere and in many fronts of the.
All right, y'all, we got to talk a little bit of business here. First of all, check out my new sponsor, Zencash. That's zensystem.io. Learn all about it. It's a brand new kind of digital currency, but it's also an encrypted messaging and document application and all kinds of things. Check it out, zensystem.io. And also, check out this great book, The War State. Everybody tells me, man, thanks for recommending that book, The War State. It's so good. It's the great Mike Swanson. And it's about the first three presidencies, Truman, Eisenhower, and Kennedy, and the rise of the military-industrial complex after World War II. And you'll really want to check that out. It's great. And check out all his great investment advice and sign up for all his newsletters and things at wallstreetwindow.com. The great Mike Swanson there. And then listen, when you do take his advice and you buy gold, silver, platinum, palladium, you want to go to Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, Inc., they're a great sponsor of this show. They've been around for, I think, 40-something years, longer than me, and they do great business, and they charge a very low premium on all of their exchanges. And in fact, if you buy with Bitcoin, they charge no premium at all to buy gold, silver, platinum, palladium. So you got to have precious metals in your savings. Everybody knows that. RRBI.co and LibertyStickers.com. I know the site looks terrible now, but just wait. So we got a brand new website, and we're revamping the art, and we're going to reintroduce Liberty Stickers. And I actually got Adobe Illustrator back on my computer again, and so I already have made up a couple of new ones. I'm going to get back to work on that. LibertyStickers.com, especially here in the near future. Check that out. And listen here, if you're in the business for a new website, and you need a new 2018 model website, not a 2000 model website, you need a brand new website. And so what you do, you go to expanddesigns.com, expanddesigns.com/Scott, and you'll save $500. All right, Nasser, so I don't know how far-fetched this is, but what about the possibility then that the Houthi forces in the capital of Sana would then possibly ally with the transitional national government, the southern government there in Aden, against the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda forces in the east?
This depends largely on the United States. If the United States would support Houthi and recognize him as a political player, I think it would be okay, because this is what the United Arab Emirates is doing.
because United Arab Emirates, when I say United Arab Emirates, I mean the one that the United States loves very much, you know, because they encourage, I mean, Trump and the Trump administration encourage United Arab Emirates very much, and they trust it very much, sometimes much more as I judge it. United States trusts Emirates more than Saudi Arabia. So if United States would support this, I think it would be okay, because now it needs to be what now if we see what is happening in Egypt. What is happening now in Egypt is only the United Arab Emirates, and I mean, it did what it wants in 2 days, like Al Houthi in the north. So they just gave a deadline for the Hadi or the Saudi-backed government to leave, and when they did not leave, they forced them to leave. They took over the military bases and the presidential palace and the headquarters of the cabinet in 2 days. What does this mean? This means that United Arab Emirates has everything, is controlling everything in the south. So I think it would be okay if United Arab Emirates and its allies cooperate with Al Houthi against Al Qaeda, because no one is more hostile to Al Qaeda than Al Houthi. It is very clear, and in this case, United States would achieve some of its goals.
All right. So now, what about the humanitarian crisis there? I interviewed the guy from who's the main coordinator for Doctors Without Borders there a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that the cholera epidemic is subsiding for now, at least. Is that right?
Yes, it's subsiding now, but of course the impact is still there. The impact of the health in general, the health situation is still very bad for cholera and diphtheria and many other diseases, because of the health facilities are almost not working and not functioning. So if the cholera is over, if the cholera is subsiding, it doesn't mean that the health situation is improving. Of course, because we have a problem in medicines and hospitals in health facilities and in everything. The blockade is still there, and Saudi Arabia is still using the diseases and the blockade, banning the medicines, the food, the fuel, and everything from entering Yemen as a weapon. So the problem is still there. The humanitarian situation is still there. It's even getting worse and worse. So Saudi Arabia is using it as a weapon, as I say, always, unfortunately. And at the same time, Saudi Arabia is telling people that they are helping and they are sending aid to Yemen. This is the most dirty thing one can imagine, to hear Saudi officials saying something like this when they are killing and destroying Yemen.
Yeah. And now, so ever since the war started 3 years ago, there's been a blockade at the port of Hodeidah there. I don't know exactly the status of the trade down in Aden, but at the port of Hodeidah on the Red Sea, there's been a complete blockade against all commercial traffic, right? All trade. The only ships allowed in are Red Cross type aid ships. Is that correct? Is that still correct?
Yes, of course. The blockade is, as I told you, the blockade is it's all around blockade. I mean, from land, from air, from sea, from everywhere. But Hodeidah is under the focus because, especially outside Yemen, because from Hodeidah, Yemen exports 90% of its goods. This is before the war. But now it's 100%. Nothing is coming from anything else, from anywhere else. So if the data is blocked completely, then no life there. And Saudi Arabia is trying this from time to time. But because of the international pressure, and especially from the Trump administration, Trump tweeted about this, of course, about the blockade of Hodeida, and Congress also talked about the blockade of the Hodeida airport, Hodeida seaport. So now it's on and off. It's on and off. I can't tell you now it's open, but it's on and off, on and off. Saudi Arabia is, when Saudi Arabia feels that the pressure is mounting and the pressure is big, then it opens and then it closes. This is what Saudi Arabia is doing, unfortunately, in Hodeida. The only lifeline for Yemen.
And as you said, at the airport, too, it's completely closed to commercial traffic and trade there. So
yes, Sana'a, for the airport, yes, Sana'a airport is closed, of course. The most important thing is about what's happening in the south now, about what's happening in the between Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The people who are with Saudi Arabia, I mean the Brotherhood now, all the leaders, the top level and the middle level leaders of Brotherhood in Saudi Arabia and inside Yemen, they now say that it is occupation. They say that the United Arab Emirates is occupying Yemen. And some of them say that Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have come to Yemen not to help Yemen, not to restore the legitimacy, not to do anything else, but to divide Yemen and to lose its wealth. And this is something that we have been telling them from the very beginning. And this also proves what we are saying, that Saudi Arabia came to Yemen only to divide it and to loot it and at the end to make a government that is at the interest of its in the Saudi interest, not in the interest of Yemeni people.
Mm-hmm. And now, so are the oil resources in the east, in that land controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda there?
Everything. Yeah, in Marib, when we say east, it is Marib. It is in the east, in Marib and Hadramaut, where Al-Qaeda is there. You know, Al-Qaeda has been there for more than two decades. East is the safe haven of Al-Qaeda. Marib, Hadramaut, Shabwa, it's the safe haven of Al-Qaeda. And the people there are either operatives of Al-Qaeda or sympathizers. They don't know anyone else. Or the Brotherhood leaders who are now, Brotherhood leaders are based in Riyadh, and they are receiving the money and weapons from there, from Saudi Arabia, and they keep sending the money and weapons to their followers and their operatives on the ground in the east. Mm-hmm. And they are forced. They can't go. No one can go to the south. No one can do anything. No one can do anything for the south, or even they are just enemy for the people in the south. For United Arab Emirates. So we can say in summary that Yemen is already now divided. That the United Arab Emirates is ruling in the south, and Saudi Arabia is ruling in the east.
Mm-hmm. And now, and where's the oil? The question was, where in the country is the oil? You talked about Saudi wants Yemen's oil resources.
The oil is in the eastern part of Yemen. The uh-huh. oil and the gas in Marib and Shabwa.
I see. Well, so that makes a lot of sense then.
Saudi Arabia wants. Saudi Arabia is focusing on this, and this is what it is doing. But it can't do anything to help, even to make it clear. No, they can't, because Mohammed bin Salman is still in need for the experience of Mohammed bin Zayed of the United Arab Emirates. So it is scary. And the Qaeda is still, Qaeda is taking advantage of this a lot.
Well, and so now that it's, I mean, we have been talking about a stalemate between the two major factions here for 3 years, but now it sounds like it's a stalemate between three major factions. And I wonder if you think, do any of the factions on the ground or in the air have a real advantage in terms of being able to move the lines, or is pretty much everything set the way it is, even if we fight for they fight for another few years?
I think now it's only if the big players outside Yemen want to do something. You know, they are not trying to, as I told you, they changed the new UN envoy, Will the Sheikh. They changed him with a British envoy, Martin Griffiths. But I don't think he would be better than Will the Sheikh. And if the United States keeps ignoring Yemen like this, it would be not only three Yemen, it would be five or six or even more. And it would be out of the control of anyone, even Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, because the United Arab Emirates is very naive in war, and they don't know what Yemen means. And they think that if they have money, they would do everything. But unfortunately, they would not do anything. So if the United States wants to help Yemen and to help the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, the United States and the Trump administration must do something. They must act. And how they must act, I think they know how to convince Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to look at the interest of Yemen before their interests.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, man, I'm really sorry about my country bombing yours this whole time. I don't know what any of us can really do about it here.
No problem. We are freedom fighters everywhere, and we know that how dirty politics is. So we'll keep fighting until the end, until justice is achieved.
All right. Well, thanks again for your time on the show. I sure appreciate it, Nasser.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much, Scott.
Good luck to you. All right, you guys, there you go. Nasser Arabi reporting from Sana'a, Yemen. And you know me, I'm scotthorton.org, youtube.com/scotthortonshow. Subscribe. FoolsAaron.us for my book, Fool's Errand, Time to End the War in Afghanistan. Read what I want you to read at antiwar.com and at libertarianinstitute.org. And follow me on Twitter @ScottHortonShow. Thanks.